Blog Talk Radio.
Coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. We hope each and every last one of you are encouraged in this diaspora, and that all is well. I know all is well with the righteous, all is well. All is well with them that keep the law, keep the commandments of the Most High Yah. Let me know how I'm coming in. If you can see me here tonight, let me know if you can see me. If you have a visual, just say yes. We got a visual, type in V. If you can hear my voice very well, on a scale of 1 to 10, type of 10. If it's bad, let me know. I just got finished going over straightwaytruth.com/ I think I said video. Let me go live and see. I think Steve already made the change, Brother Steve. If some way, somehow, we get disconnected from Blog Talk Radio, if we get disconnected from Blog Talk Radio, I think what you need to do is go ahead and plan on logging in over at straightwaytruth.com/live. Looks like I found out whatever the bug was with the video. And I'm here right now broadcasting live, and I can see myself. I can see myself over there, and so we can continue on. We're not yet set up to be able to take the phone calls on the website, but, you know, we are running things, and we're doing the best that we can. We hope that y'all encouraged. The devil, as usual, is a lie. You know, we're having difficulty with a lot of things up in the tabernacle concerning sound, all that other stuff. But other than that, all is well with the righteous. Let me see. Brother Steve up in Canada. Brother Steve up in Canada. I had an opportunity to talk to him today. They had a couple of monkey riches stolen in the game where the devil was just cutting the food, and the devil is a liar. Look at him, and he is a liar. And while the devil is cutting the food today and doing exactly what he's supposed to do, we had an opportunity to talk with Brother Steve. Brother Steve had a medical condition. I think it's called sleep apnea. I could be pronouncing it wrong. You know, your pastor can't talk anyway. Y'all just have to make up the hedge and just take note that I've been with Jesus. But Brother Steve had sleep apnea for 19 or 20 years. Anyway, when we was up in Canada, he wanted me to pray for him. And I did. I prayed for him. I just got a report from him today that after 19 years of having to sleep with a mask on, so that some sleep what? Sleep apathy, yeah. Sleep apathy, excuse me. But anyway, after 19 years of sleeping with a mask on, because the flap in the throat can't close, or it closes or something like that, I laid hands on him, commanded in the name of Jesus for him to be healed. Had a rough night the first night, but I got a report that Brother Steve said he is sleeping like a log now. He is sleeping like a log, so the King has healed our brother. Brother Ugly, he was there when he saw me praying for him. Brother Dave was there. So can you imagine 19 years of having this condition, and then all of a sudden the man of Yah comes up there and lay hands on you in the name of Jesus, and you get healed of this condition. Somebody needs to praise the Most High Yah. Somebody does. And thank him for his power. I'm going to tell you one thing. If I'm not a man of Yah, I don't know what I am. And that's just the truth. Because, you know, this is a very powerful testimony to the power of our Elohim. And it's also a testimony of him backing me up as being his man. And I praise him, and I thank his holy name. I really truly do. I know that the Bible says, rejoice not that the sick are healed, but rather rejoice because your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, and that I rejoice in. I give him praise for healing our brother, because if you had a condition like that where you would have to worry, what if the electricity go out? What if you had to bug out and you cannot sleep? Do you understand that? You simply cannot sleep. Do you know how long you would last and how exhausted you would be? It wouldn't take too long to get in drone stage. Now our brother can sleep on his own power because of the healing power of Jesus. I tell you, the Most High never ceases to amaze me. He never does. And that's why I keep asking you over and over and over again. You got a lot of people out there that is proclaiming to know Yah. Are you following me? And proclaiming to know his name. They think they have an inside track simply because they can rub two sticks together, put two words together, and they think they understand everything there is to know about him. But yet, one thing about it is, they cannot call on him and get the results that we can get. Sister Carol and I was very busy. I got a lot of rest the first couple of days. Then after that, it was time for spiritual warfare. And I was up probably something like 40-something hours, especially after I got home, probably well over that, operating on 2 hours of sleep because of all the deliverance and the spiritual warfare that we were doing in Canada. And we had some people that kind of doubted a little bit, but they're not doubters no more. I promise you that. And, you know, I kind of wonder why some of you that still say that you follow me as I follow Christ, because that is the prerequisite, as I follow Christ. Some of you say that you follow me in the ministry, and yet and still, while following me in the ministry, you're reluctant and very apprehensive about getting delivered, about being healed. I tell you, it's amazing. I'm amazed, and hey, let me go ahead and address this. And I'm going to say something here tonight. I don't want everybody to listen real good. We here at Straightway have done something that a lot of the people who are in the faith, either they cannot do it or they will not do it. They will not make the sacrifice to be disciples, to forsake all that they have. Now, we are on the cutting edge of truth, revelation, the power of the Most High Yah operating in his ministry. And the Father gets all the glory for it, because he is the one who has given me knowledge and understanding. You are the one that is praying for me, that my faith fail me not. And I need you to keep on praying. But what's amazing to me is that everybody expects Straightway to be a community built like a glass house. And that means that you are supposed to peer into every aspect of our lives and know everything that they're supposed to know about us. Personal, financial, social, the whole nine yards. And what's amazing is why come your life is not on display? You that live away from this community, we don't get to look in your life and scrutinize you and get to judge you and see the type of person who you are. I have people that's concerned about the financial situation here at Straightway, and they don't give one damn dime to the ministry. Now, you tell me if that ain't broke. You tell me that ain't broke. And you don't see too many preachers doing what I do, taking the money and putting it into the land, putting it into the people. And I ain't going to tell you everything, because I need some treasures in glory. You have no idea, many of you, no idea. You have your personal assumptions and assertions. No telling what you're doing when you're away from this community. No telling what you're doing and how you're living. But we don't get to see that. And then you come here and believe or think you see something wrong, and then all of a sudden you're about to lose your Holy Spirit, because certain people have shortcomings in certain areas. And rather than looking at the people of strength, you always judge the people of weaknesses. Well, let us look at you and let us judge you. Let us put you on the same, let's put you out there. Because people have all kind of, you know, I'm the reason and the fault for everybody's life going awry and going mad. Y'all do know that, right? My name is Pastor Dow. I'm the reason why you're upset. I'm the reason why you're depressed. I'm the reason why you're full of accusing spirits. I'm the reason why you have generational curses on you. I'm the reason why you can't understand deliverance. I'm the reason why you can't get set free. I'm the reason why you are mad at your neighbor without a cause. I am the reason why you hate yourself. I am the reason why you can't get along with your neighbor. I'm the reason for the fall guy for everybody and everything. And I understand I have some big shoulders, big shoulders. And it is utterly amazing to me. I'm the most judged, the most hated, and by a few people, the most loved. And all these people have this high, lofty expectation of us here at Straightway, yet they themselves are not capable of producing a tenth of an ounce of the righteousness that Yah has given us to live. Now, ain't that something? Now, ain't that something? So I have to deal with these cardinal-minded people that judge the righteous. And, of course, and the Bible teaches you, it is a very small thing if I be judged of you. And especially if you don't add nothing to us, your judgment don't mean a damn thing to Pastor Dial or Straightway. I promise you that. Because if all you can add is heartache, suffering, pain, gossip and slander behind the doors, in your windows, we don't need you. You're not adding nothing to us anyway. You're not adding nothing to us financially. You're not adding to us spiritually. You're not adding to us mentally. You're not adding to us emotionally. You're not adding to us when it comes to the service of Yah. What's the use of coming if all you're going to do is murmur, gripe, bawl, squall, and complain? You can go somewhere else. You can go back to Christianity and do that and have your feel with it. I think a lot of people say, well, when I came here, I had such a high expectation of people. I told you that we're human beings just like you are. And so, and people are at different levels. We're all on the same road, just different places. Have you ever heard me say that before? Have you ever heard me say that before? And I ask again, have you ever heard me say that before? And if you have heard me say that before, what's the problem? What's the problem? And I tell you, and I guess that's one of the reasons why I'm respected, because I would talk about all the things. See, little birds fly, and they tell me things, things that you may not think that I know, and they tell me things. I don't understand why people can't live a quiet and peaceable life. You know, Yah has called us to peace. Do you understand that? That's like I'm dealing with a lot of situations. I need you to hear me. I'm dealing with a lot of situations in Israel. I'm talking about us, amongst us, our people, where there are things that the Torah didn't have to address because our people did not act that way. They didn't respond that way. And the laws that he gave the Israelites and told them what to do and not to do is because all the other surrounding nations were doing things that had to be written down in a law for us so that we would know that we shouldn't do these things. Now, there are things that are going on today that's not even written in the book, that we have a righteous spirit and we have this ruach to be able to judge righteous judgment. And there are things that are not written in the book that are happening today, sins. There are plagues that are going to be coming up on this earth that are not written in this book that is going to really, truly lay low a lot of people. I promise you. I said it once, I said it a thousand times this week. Most of you really, truly think that you love Yah. I mean, you really, truly believe that. You really believe that. I'm going to tell you what level you love Yah to. You love Yah to the level that you are able to accept his wisdom, his truth, and his word. Because I promise you, when I read that Torah, there's a lot of things today because of your Hellenization, because of the way your mind has been conditioned to function and to think, that you will not receive the truth of the law. Now, you tell me how much love you have then. You tell me that. And every single one of us have something, and I do mean something, that The Most High Yah has that we second guess and we choke on it simply because it's hard for us to grasp it because we've been Hellenized. We've been in so many captivities and been so far away from our law. We talk about the restoration of all things, and then when he starts restoring things to us, we find it hard to grasp. We find it hard to believe. How in the world can he restore all things? How can he restore all things when you have a people full of doubt, when you have a people full of unbelief, when you have a people who think they know the truth but don't know the truth, much less will not live the truth? I mean, what's the deal if you say you know the truth and yet you cannot live the truth? The Bible said that they that preach the gospel, that means the good news, must also live of the gospel. Do you understand that kind of talk? Do you understand that kind of talk, saints? Hallelujah. But I got people, man, that I'll tell you, there used to be a time that people feared putting their mouth on the man of Yah. Let me take you back to an account of the story there with King David. Saul was chosen by Yah to be the first king in Israel. And Saul went apostate. He went off through rebellion and disobedience and not performing the commandments of Yah. And Saul hated David. He found out that David was next in line succession to be the king of Israel. He despised him. He hated David. He actually wanted to spear David's head to the wall. David had many opportunities to lay hands on Saul, but David clearly said, "Touch not Yah's anointed." That's a message I think that we just do not understand today. But don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Y'all got something for you, whether you understand it or not. Everybody who put their mouth on Pastor Dowell, I promise you, your day of reckoning and getting cut off is coming. Just like Miriam got turned leopard white as snow because she spearheaded the condemnation of trying to condemn Moses for marrying the Cushite, which your translation says the Ethiopian woman. And you see what Yah did about Miriam's judgment, because she thought that he done lost his connection with the Most High. Well, Most High called all three of them up to the door of the tabernacle, and guess what he did? He had a judgment. I remember Job. Now, let's go back to Miriam, though. Miriam got shut outside the camp because Moses, loving Miriam, asked mercy for her. Ooh, boy, it sure is quiet now. Ain't too much chatting going on now, is it? I remember Job. Job had three friends. And boy, all they did was take Job on the chin. They condemned him. And Elihu finally spoke in place and instead of the Most High Yah. Set the record straight, Elihu did. Set the record straight. And you know what happened from there? Do you know what happened from there? I'll tell you exactly what happened there. Yah end up restoring Job from all his murmuring and complaining. And then his three friends wanted to be restored, but Yah told his three friends, let me tell you what you're going to do. You're going to go to Job. That's what you're going to do. You're going to go to Job, and you're going to ask him for forgiveness, and then if he asks for forgiveness for you, then I will restore you, I will forgive you. How is it that we miss all these accounts in the scriptures there? Why come they don't mean anything to us today? I mean, what's going on? Huh? I mean, what's going on? What's the problem? What is the problem? I'll tell you what the problem is. Lack of holiness. Lack of being set apart. That's what the problem is. Anyway, I hope I said something to educate you and mature you in the walk, in the way, and in the faith. I'm only hoping. I said I'm only hoping that when I open up this phone line, that we don't get disconnected like we did last weekend. Because I tell you, the devil sure had it out for me. Man, did he have it out for me. All right, all right, all right, all right. I've been back from Canada, I think it's been a whole week, and still I'm not 100%. I guess between the healing and the deliverances, it really took a lot more out of me than I thought, along with the TSA, customs, and everything else. Glory to the King. Well, with that said, we're going to go to Sister Nastasha, or something like that, call number 469 in Texas. Remember, if we get disconnected, everybody head right on over, to straightwaytruth.com/live, and we'll finish this broadcast. Sister Nastasha, 469, this is Pastor Dowling on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. How may I help you?
Hi, Shalom, Pastor Dowell. How are you?
Shalom, doing well. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I had a very trying 2 weeks, but I'm getting through it. Praise Yah. I'm learning obedience, and I'm learning that obedience gets you out of the low valleys in your life. It is definitely a challenging process to learn, but I am learning it, and as soon as I become more obedient, things move around.
Well, that's true. That is true. What you got?
I have a lot, and if you feel like it's too much, just stop me, because I know there's other saints that want to talk to you. It's an accumulation of the last 2 weeks. First question I have for you is, did you get my note last week from Sister Mary regarding the letter that I sent you a few weeks ago?
Oh, a few weeks ago. Whew. I tell you what, when you talk like that, so that means I have to rehash everything. That's what I'm planning on doing first day. I'm planning on reading letters and answering mail. I'm planning on doing all that, getting caught up, so I can't. I know I got your letter, but I can't recall because I have a lot of communication that come my way.
Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure you did receive the letter, that the letter reached straight away. There's some pictures in there and stuff, too. So that's why I wanted to know.
Oh, yeah. Now, we got the pictures. I showed Sister Carol your picture.
Oh, okay, good. I just wanted to make sure you got them. Praise God. Okay. I've added to that aloe vera garden. I want to have my own aloe vera farm.
You want to have your own aloe vera garden.
First off, as far as the different categories that I had today, the first one, I just wanted to really thank you for the bizarre behavior video. I know it was a while ago when you posted it, but I've watched it several times because I don't know if you do know, but I am an only child, and I only have two blood cousins that are here in the U.S. The rest are in Cuba. But it was a very lonely transition coming into the faith, and I'm still working on some things now, but through the grace of Yah and the love of Yah and the other saints, I have gained so many siblings, and I just want you to know that I'm very grateful for you and Sister Carol, everyone at Straightway for setting an appropriate example, and also all the other saints that have been helping me through this journey, Dallas, Texas, Houston, Texas, and abroad. I just want to thank everybody for that. Thank you. I have a few questions. They're kind of pertaining to relationships regarding courting, some with parents, and just social relationships as well. So through the passages that I've been reading in the Bible, Yah has yanked me out of my job. I feel like I'm going to the school of Yah, minoring in the Holy Spirit, truth, and faith, and majoring in commandments and Yah's ways. So that has led me to spiritual relationship questions. With my parents, I have debt. I'm not afraid to admit that. I have been pulled out of being the marketing person for DFW for Dave & Buster's in Dallas, Texas, and I'm no longer with the company. So I've had a lot of time to talk to my parents about, hey, can I move back in the house? I need to save money. I need to pay off my debt. My dad said no. I want to know if my parents are sinning if they are not letting me move back in the house. I admitted to my dad, hey, I had opportunities to pay things off. I didn't take advantage. I was a heathen. I was in the entertainment world, so I was trying to keep up with the Joneses in order to travel and to stay in the know and to get into the parties and all these things, I want to know that since I have admitted all these things to them, are they going to have the answer to that for not letting me come back home?
Again, sister, you know, everything, that's why I keep talking about the restoration of all things, because first of all, number one, we have so discontinued from our heritage that hardly anybody is actually functioning after the Bible. Hardly anybody is doing what the scripture says, because the truth is, are you a single sister?
Yes.
Truth is, and I'm going to show you how far off we are and how much out of order we are as a people, okay? It's no pun intended, no slant against you, okay? I just want to use this as an example to show the people how far off we are, okay?
Okay.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. With you being a single sister, the bottom line is that you're not supposed to leave the house in the first place until a Hebrew man comes along.
Right.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
But since we grew up in slavery, we grew up in captivity, we've all have been subject to the laws of this land and stuff, and we're learning how to restore. We got a lot of things we need to restore back. And see, and so now that you're gone, your parents are not Israelites. They're not Hebrews. They're not going to accept you back because they're going to say, no, you're grown and gone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So we're functioning after two different paradigms, two different thought patterns, two different ways. So, but your parents know they're under no obligation to accept you back in the house, none whatsoever at all. Would it be nice if they did in order to help you out? Sure, I would think that any parent would want to do that. But, you know, when parents get a little bit older and stuff and after they don't raise the children and stuff, I guess they don't want to deal with all the drama. They couldn't come along with it. That's not to say that you are a drama queen, but that's just how, that's just the take of the day because we've been Hellenized. You know, people think that they're parents and think that they're all a family oriented, but the truth is they're not. There's so much neglect that goes on, so much abuse that goes on, so much disconnect, there's so much people who simply just don't care. We've learned how to go through the motions. We just a mess. You understand?
Yes, sir.
We're a mess as a people, so yeah, you may be upset that they don't and they won't. They don't and they won't accept you back in the house. But, you know, that is their prerogative. And you can't, you know, if they don't submit to biblical terms, there ain't nothing that you're going to do anyway, if you understand.
Mm-hmm. It really threw me because, I'm not trying to be vulgar, and I'm going to try to say this in the most appropriate way as possible. I am heavy-chested. I've had some issues with it for the past couple years. And before, it's funny because a month before coming into the faith, I had an appointment scheduled to go get a breast reduction. Now I'm in the faith, and there's no way in hell that I would get a breast reduction to buy my body like that. And the funny thing about it is my parents told me the other day that, hey, we want to help you out. We'll pay for your breast reduction. The breast reduction is $6,000. I'm $20,000 in debt. And I didn't beg them. I didn't say, what? You're going to do that, but you won't let me move in the house? I didn't say anything. I just said, okay, well, I'm not interested anymore because I will know in no way defile my body. And I just thought, wow, how Satan works. Wow.
Well, again, that's just a perfect example of showing you how much of a disconnect and how messed up and screwed up our minds are today. I mean, your parents is a direct reflection of the society that we've all been brought up in. We are just slowly but surely divesting ourselves of a lot of these ways because we would have thought and done the same thing. But they're cardinal. They're not in the Hebraic faith. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And so, yeah, to me, it would seem like it would be more logical to help you move back in the house if they're going to give you $6,000 to reduce your press and stuff to put that towards some debt and help pay it down, even though that they did not accumulate it. But if they're going to give you $6,000 to have a breast reduction, it seems logical to me that and rational to me that they would, if they're going to do that, won't they just hand you $6,000 to help pay down some of this debt instead of paying down your breasts? I mean, it's just ridiculous today, the cancerous mindsets that we all have been accustomed to and what we function in today. I mean, it's just off the chain. It's off the chain, but they call that normal behavior. But anyway, sis, I got a lot of people in the caller queue. I can't keep you on here too long because I have a lot of people that need to talk with me, and we'll get back to some more of your questions if you call in first day, okay?
Okay, no problem. Thank you, calm down. Shalom.
All right?
Okay, shalom, everybody. Thank you.
Shalom. I'll be the first to tell you that things are jacked up, brothers and sisters. That's all there is to it. And see, that was just a prime example of how much of a disconnect not only her parents, but all of us still have that we need to work through, because we're not what we think we are. I'm telling you. Like, I tell us that every Sabbath. New York, New York, 347. New York, New York, 347. Call number 347. It's Pastor Down in the Straight With You Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Shalom. Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shalom, Julian.
We've been pretty good. Improved week. Better week. Pastor, how's your week?
Oh, bro, it's a little long. I haven't been doing nothing too much physical. I've been doing a little bit of running around, getting building materials and stuff. You know, a lot of my work this week has mostly been spiritual, you know, mental, taking care of things, you know what I mean, stuff like that, because I'm so far. You know, when I take a week and go, you know, away from the ministry, I'm already a little bit behind, but that puts me like 2 and 3 weeks behind, if you understand, or even more than what I am already. Do you understand?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I know. All that draining, is, I know you got to recover from that. It's a lot, I know. You can't just jump from Canada to here. It takes time. But some people recover fast. Uh-huh. That message, man, you did last week, it was a good message about man.
You like that?
Like man-made, yeah, I like that. Man-made, crystal clear, man-made. You got to follow. They believe in man instead of Jesus Christ. They want to follow man. That's all I'm talking about before they cut me off, too. You know, the devil's a liar.
Yeah, they sure did cut you off, man. I tell you, brother, I'm surprised because, I mean, I've been emailing blog talk back and forth, and it's like I've been talking to idiots over on the other side. You clearly explain to them as best as you can. You know, that's the reason why I like to get people on the phone. You still can't get nobody on the phone. They do everything by chat or either by email. And then you only can chat whenever you're on live, which doesn't make any sense whatsoever at all.
It doesn't.
But I tell you, it sounds like whatever they did, they got the message. And then whatever it was, they done cleared it up because we have not yet got disconnected, which we thank the Father for.
You fall for that, yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, the T. Not even much breast. T's now. T's a good way, yeah. T. Remember that guy called in? T's a good proclamation. Yeah, that's a good proclamation right there. And breasts are good. That's for us. Breasts for human beings and T's for animals. About correct, right?
Uh-huh.
Like T's. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes. Ain't no decided, right? They think. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you something, right? You was telling that sister, right? They want you to think that. Decided you want to think that breasts are sex. Oh, they're not sex organs. They for your baby. They for your baby. They want you to think that. They not sex organs. Sex organs make babies with. That makes sense, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, but, you know, they do have an attraction. Men do have an attraction to them because the Bible did say that. You know, the Bible said let your woman's breast satisfy. So, yeah, that is true.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, they overdo. You know what I mean? The society overdo it. They want to puff money. I mean, they overdo it.
Yeah, you know, it's just like anything, brother. You know, some, you know, they have, you know, people have a lot of challenges and stuff. You know, once something is done, and a lot of people, I guess it could be undone, but a lot of times when you do something, it costs more money to get it undone than you want to have it done.
Exactly.
You know, so a lot of times we'll have Israelite sisters that come to the faith or brethren that have done things to their body that now they're in the faith, you know what I mean? It, knowing what they know now, they would have never done it before. So, you know, we really can't condemn them for, you know, what they've done in the past. We just have to go on from here on out. Now, I mean, they will always acknowledge the truth and agree with the truth. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I know what you mean about that. And I could then know about it, but, you know, in general. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In general.
I know. You're talking about the world out there. They, you know, everything's just out of focus. Everything.
It's crazy. It's distraction, man. That's what I got to say. It's so bad, man. And I want to take my time, though. I know, Rush, you know, I mean, I want to take time, like, bring people with me in the city, you know what I mean? Who want to come, who focus, who really want to do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, Pastor, I'll let you go. Nice talking. I love you, Pastor, so much. See you tomorrow. Shabbat shalom. Have a good night, all right?
All right, my brother. Shabbat shalom.
Shalom.
All right, that was Junior. Now, let's go over here to Texas. We go to Texas, Brother Desmond, 469. 469 is Pastor Dowd. Going to straight with you for your broadcast. How can I help you, Brother Desmond?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. How you doing?
Shabbat shalom. Doing well. I'm doing all right. What's up?
Nothing much, Pastor. I just wanted to call and say Shabbat shalom and to all the saints out to support you. Love each and every one of you. And just wanted to make sure Sister Ashley or Brother Doug got the arrival time that we'll be coming for on the bus in Nashville. We'll be there on a Monday around 1:00. But I did give all the information to the dining hall, and I called twice, and I gave it to them twice. So I know somebody is writing it down. Somebody's reading it down. So
more than likely,
it is there.
Yeah, more than likely, we'll see.
Okay, Pastor. And, I just wanted to say, Pastor, like, if you come into the faith, like, what is so hard for people to take, like rebuking, you know, like, is it to help you grow? It's not to help you to fall back, it's to help you grow. And I, like, that is, it mind boggles me, like, why do people, when they take rebuking, like, when they get rebuked, like, they just, it don't matter who you get it from, because, you know, rebuke is a harsh love. It's love, but it's a harsh love. And I don't see how people just reject it when you get rebuked. Like, they just, like, somebody just downing you or something, and it's for your growth.
Called pride.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's pride.
Hey, enough said right there, then, Pat. Enough said. Well, I just want to say I love you, Pastor. Get some rest. I know you're a hard-working man, and you just get some rest. You know, this is a day of rest anyway, so you get you some good rest tonight, Pastor, and we'll see you Monday. Pray for our traveling grace.
All right, my brother. All right, Shabbat shalom.
Right.
Bless you.
Shabbat shalom. Bless you.
All right, let's go to Ontario, Canada, and talk with Brother Steve. Caller number 705, 705. Brother Steve, how are you doing, my brother?
Shalom, Pastor. Shalom, saints.
Shalom.
Well, I got Sister Wanda here. We're here in a hotel, and actually, it's going to be Shabbat in the next few minutes. Shabbat shalom to all the saints there. First of all, I want to say we had such a very blessed week with you, Pastor, and Sister Carol. You know, being completely relaxed, I feel like there was a lot more being said that was actually done verbally. And, you know, Sister went and looked at me, and we're just sitting here, and you know, we've been talking and going through with all that we had gone through the week with you and Sister Carol, and we had a very you know, heartfelt week, and it was just the most beautiful time that we had here. And then we posted the your teaching that you did at the town around the area. That night, actually, there was a major storm. I think the town next to it spent, like, you know, I think it was like $200,000 in damages. Trees were lifted, and they had a, what was that?
In calendar.
In calendar. So the devil was really not so, you know, there was tornadoes and everything.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Actually, it was a state of emergency right in the next town where we're at.
Damn.
But, oh, yeah. So it's some interesting time. It's more of a warfare, spiritual warfare than I've ever thought, especially after coming back from, you know, your teaching. We had Brother Jeff came over. He was at the last moment. He thought, well, he says, I got to work the next day. And he was a new brother that's been sitting on the fence. And he says, something's telling me he's just like an hour and a half away from me. I mean, he's here for a reason, our Pastor Dell. So he came out. And then when I said, well, let's come on back and for some fellowship at our place. And then you were delivering one of the brothers. And he came right from work. Remember that? He came home from work. He didn't actually go home. He came straight out. And Sister Wanda made sure that he had a bite to eat. So he was in the other room when he was having a bite to eat. And you were casting out a demon out of the young brothers. And actually, it was quite interesting because it was, you know, our first experience yet seeing a new brother come in. And he's, like, been on the fence. And we almost had to drag his jaw off the ground. It was really quite interesting. So it was really nice to see that confirmation. And we've actually had some words back and forth since. So that's he's gathering his people.
Yeah, you got that right, brother. You got that right. I'm glad to hear about your healing, though, brother. That's just beautiful.
Oh, Pastor, 19 years I have been on a machine. I haven't been able to sleep without it. It's a CPAP. It's basically I haven't been able to breathe properly when I go to sleep, and I've always choked. So it was one of those things that the pharmaceutical companies, the doctors say you got to have on this machine, and the only way you're going to be able to get healed, or they said you wouldn't be able to get healed by the sound of things. It's something you got to control. Well, that was one I've always was worried about, when the dung hits the fan kind of situation and there's no power, you're under their kind of control. It was always something in the back of my mind. And Pastor, Yah used you to heal me. Thank you.
Bless you, brother.
Yeah. Well, it is a beautiful thing. Glory to the Most High. Glory. I'm healed 19 years later.
Beautiful.
Sister Wanda is all ecstatic. We've been, you know, it's something you just don't know until it actually happens. And, you know, you have all the faith. You go through the process. You share all the knowledge, and you know that he's there keeping an eye on you. And next thing you know, another confirmation comes into play. And it's just it's a glorious, it's most beautiful thing to know that he's here with us.
You know, Brother Steve, y'all, you and Sister Wanda had a chance to experience a lot of power of y'all in that home of y'all's. While Sister Carol and I was there, y'all had a lot of chance to see, the reason why I'm so passionate in speaking about the creator of the universe. And you got a firsthand look at it yourself. And I tell you one thing, that's a good way to confirm the faith, though, isn't it?
Oh, Pastor, it couldn't be any more personal. I felt like we had like a VIP pass to the kingdom, you know?
Yeah, amen, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, and you know what? And the devil sure is, he's just acting a fool right now, as you would say. And he's getting angry, and we're getting the word out there. And next thing you know, we got so attacked. But, you know, like, we're fine. We got attacked by just we had our place swarmed afterwards. Everyone had gone, and right after Brother Carl left, we got swarmed by the whole police force. About ten or something like that. Just a bunch of them. They came in and under some bogus landlord information that they had sent out that they were getting rid of us, and we had no idea about this. And right now we're just going through the process of collecting our thoughts. And we're in a hotel right now. All our stuff is in some storage unit that we don't have no key to. And we had to get Sister Wenda a new laptop. And they completely took our telephone, our internet down. And we questioned the authorities. And they said, well, we have this document here, and it was completely unlawful, and towed our car away, and we actually ended up getting it and put it into where we are right now in a hotel, and we had to put all our belongings that we can think of in our vehicle, and we're here, and that was 3 days ago. Was it 3 days ago? Wednesday? It was on Wednesday, 2 days ago. And
It seems like a week.
Yeah, Sister Wenda says it seems like a week.
Yeah, I can understand.
You know, I have to thank the saints for, sending us encouragement. I've been trying to keep everyone posted as much as I can. We have our good friend Angeline. She's been very much help out in the North Bay area. She's a dear. Anna and another friend, Liz, that's been very helpful. Mm-hmm. And Debbie, so we have some people to lift up and to, that, you know, have to send a shout out. Also, we've been sending out back the curses that has been sending our way of the whole thing, and the people that had done this to us where we live. And it's the Pepins and Egford Camp, where we've been sending it back there. They just basically just tried to take us down.
Be encouraged, my brother. Just be encouraged, okay?
Yes, sir. Well, thank you. I'm not going to take any more. You got a long stream of people, long scenes. But hey, I tell you, I'm sleeping. I am definitely encouraged. How could you not be encouraged when you are touched with the healing that you're able to do?
Hallelujah. We appreciate Sister Carol, and I appreciate the hospitality. Everything y'all did, y'all rolled out the red carpet for us. I mean, y'all just literally spoiled us.
Well, it was beautiful. You two were just like you're just always there. The fellowship was beautiful. We were on a deck. We were sharing all kinds of information. It's great to be able to hug your neck, Pastor and Sister Carol. That touch that you just can't get from a video like I see it right now. It's just you don't get that. So I don't want to draw it out, but I tell you, it's just tell us when you're ready to come out, but I'll let you know when we have a place first.
Hallelujah.
And then we have Brother Paul and Brother David, and we have Brother Will from Buffalo. What a dear young brother there. He was that was nice. It was a last minute surprise. And we had Brother Jeff and his wife?
Sherry.
And we had Brother Carl over. So we had a nice grouping over there. So, okay. Oops. So, well, we're... Oh, Sister Wenda's waving.
All right.
So,
bless you.
Bless you. Bless you, too. So,
all right.
We'll talk soon.
All right.
Shalom.
Shabbat
shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Sister Wenda. Bless y'all.
Bless you.
Love you, Pastor.
Love you.
Love you, too. Oh, what a beautiful family. We had a wonderful time with Brother Steve and Sister Wenda. We stayed in their home whole week. Had a wonderful time. Hallelujah. Let's go to Arizona. Let's go to Arizona to Brother Word. At least that's what it says. I don't know if Brother Word is in Arizona. But anyway, 602. 602 is Pastor Dow. You're in the Straightway Truth. How can I help you?
Shalom, Pastor Dow.
Shalom.
Yeah, I'm in Arizona. I'm in Phoenix. So, yeah. I just wanted to just say bless you and the saints. Love y'all. Lifting Brother Steve and Sister Linda up in prayer, of course. I wanted to ask you a quick question. I had sent you a letter maybe about 2 months ago, and I think you already answered it with Sister Natasha. I think you already answered it with her because you said you're about to go through the letters and all that. But I was just wondering, maybe you've already seen it, so I was just asking, did you see it already?
A what now?
A letter.
Yeah, Brother Word, it's been 2 weeks since I've been able to look at letters and mails. I got mail stacking up, but I'm going to have to, like I said, that's what I'm going to be doing first day.
Okay.
So I can't remember. You know, everybody's asking me about a letter, and did I get this, get that. It's hard for me to remember. You know, I'm one man, but I deal with a lot of people online, by mail, by telephone, cell phone. I deal with a lot of people on a daily basis.
Yes, sir.
So it's not that I'm ignoring it. It may take me a little time, but, you know, it's just hard for me to try to keep everybody in mind. It's hard for me to remember.
Oh, yes, sir. And only reason I'm asking, Pastor, is because I put in, like, an extra offering in there for some T-shirts, and I'm just really excited to use those as ministering tools to people. And,
yeah.
Not just think. I just think y'all got some really great T-shirts down there, and I just, you know, can't wait to put one on, that's all.
Man, I'm glad that you reminded me. I'm just glad that you reminded me.
Oh, yeah, no problem, sir. Yes, sir. And I also wanted to ask, dealing with Silver, I haven't got to watch your teaching on Silver yet. I've just been so busy, but I just wanted to ask you a quick question. Would you rather purchase, like, Eagles or Maple Dollars, or would you... If you had a chance to purchase Morgan Dollars, would you go with the Morgan Dollars?
Well, I would probably, more than anything, what I would purchase is two coins I would purchase. The Canadian Maple Leaves, that would be first, because they have 4 and 9 silver, and then the Silver Eagles.
Okay.
Now, you can't go wrong getting silver.
Right. Right.
You know, you can get some junk silver. You can't go wrong with silver.
Okay. So, I mean, if I did have an opportunity to purchase Morgan Dollars, because I was talking to a bullion dealership, and they were saying that the Morgan Dollars, you don't have to file with the government or something like that, and they're non-confiscatable or something like that.
I don't know. I know one thing. I ain't going to file nothing with the government anyway. Not like that.
Right.
So,
right,
I don't
right.
care what they say.
Yeah, because I bought some from that website that that you had talked about with the J-Snip 4. So I don't know if they did that or whatever, but, you know.
Let me give you a little understanding, Brother Word. You know, when you buy gold and you buy silver, it has no counterparty risk. Counterparty risk. That means that it's not like, it doesn't function like the dollars. It doesn't function like currency. That you deal with where it can be easily manipulated by the powers that be. When people are setting the silver and gold price that you see, that's paper, silver and gold. It doesn't do anything with the physical. One thing about the physical silver and gold, brother, has never been to zero. It would never go to zero because it always has value. Paper money comes and paper money goes.
Amen. All right, Pastor, well, thank you for the understanding. I'll see you tomorrow. Shabbat shalom to you, to your wife, and to all the saints out there in Israel. Love you all. Bless you, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, bless you, Brother Word. Shabbat shalom. All right, let's go to Virginia. Caller number 703-703, there in Virginia. This is Pastor Dow. How you doing, Virginia?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow. This is Brother Jesus. How are you doing today?
Hey, bless you, Brother Agents. Doing well, doing well. How are you, my brother?
I'm doing outstanding, Pastor Dow. This is my new number. This is my, what's it called, the Magic Jack number.
All right, got you.
Because I'm going to be getting rid of my cell phone real soon because I'm tired of paying that monthly bill and I hardly ever use it, so I'll just be using Magic Jack for a little while.
I got you, my brother. I understand.
But I pray and I hope, Pastor Dow, that your week has been blessed. I'm not going to say I've been going through anything, but I'm going through my own little fight. I know I will overcome by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Pastor. So happy to hear that Brother Steve is healed. I love that testimony. And other than that, Pastor Dow, I'll let you go. Once again, be blessed, Pastor Dow. I'll be praying for you and the saints. Love you. And, oh, one thing. I will be submitting for some leave for September. So I'm trying to do 2 weeks with y'all, if that's okay.
Okay, that's fine with me.
All right, Pastor, definitely. So I'll be submitting for that leave and can't wait to see y'all. Have a blessed Shabbat, and I look forward to the message tomorrow.
All right, my brother. Bless you, brother. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Ooh, boy, I'll tell you what, we got a lot of callers in the queue right now. I'm hoping that we're going to get to them. All right, New York. Let me see what I got there. Oh, mercy. You know, that thing was cutting the food last week. I beat that thing to death trying to get that thing to work, and it just wouldn't work. I mean, I beat the fire of that computer, boy. I mean, it just wouldn't work. But anyway, sometimes when you lay hands on stuff like that, it'll work, you know, like Nehemiah did. Or Nehemiah was going to. Let's go to New York. Brother Benami. Brother Ami. 347-347 is passed it out. How can I help you, brother?
Shabbat shalom, brother.
Shabbat shalom.
Hey, Pastor, I got a few questions. Adam, when Adam and Eve was created, when the Father created them, he created them grown already, right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting right there.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, not only that, I got a news flash for you. You want to hear it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, neither one of them had belly buttons or navel.
Wow. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Pass it. You know how every time you talk about get out these